Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, a wife and a husband decide to install a hoop for their two kids. Stay active, be healthy. Why not, right?
Nice thing to do.
Didn't think it would become an issue. But Lily Moding said to Fox 9, "I've lost so much sleep over this. It's been so stressful. I still honestly can't wrap my brain around it when it's all tied to a basketball hoop." About a year ago, new neighbors moved next door. They thought, wait, where's the hoop? What are we doing here? They discovered it was about 6 inches too close to the property line, so they moved it with the city's approval. We're done, right? We're good. Didn't end there. Neighbor files a restraining order against Lily's husband, which was dismissed with prejudice. They're not done, though. They've now filed a civil lawsuit against the family and the city of St. Louis Park, all stemming from the hoop. The neighbor also asked the court for a temporary injunction to prevent the boys from playing basketball in their own driveway throughout the summer months, citing, wait for it, safety concerns, and the fact that the kids are trespassing by getting the balls that enter their property.
Yeah.
The Moding said, "We've been silently suffering for years, becoming very apparent it's not going to stop." Fox 9 reached out the neighbor behind the lawsuit for a comment. They haven't responded as of yesterday afternoon. Have you seen anything else where they've responded?
I have not.
Lighten up, Francis. It's a hoop. It's a basketball. They're going to get a basketball from your yard occasionally.
Tell them to make their shots. They won't have to.
Yeah, I guess.
Stop airballing, kids.
You know, play more like Ant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so is that what you're saying?
Get better.
What you have to do is you have to have a hoop up there and just a giant net. Like you're at Fenway and the screen above the monster.
Mm-hmm.
You have that giant screen which prevents anything from going in their yard.
It would be a start. I'd tell the kids, first
clowns.
Of all, just to improve
They're
your
clowns.
Shooting. But, you know, one could get swatted out there. It happens.
They're clowns.
Oh, that's a little harsh.
Yes, it's correct.
They filed the lawsuit that would ban the kids from playing basketball.
Yeah.
Can they just dribble? Can they get the entire neighborhood in the driveway and just do ball handling drills?
No.
Just bump, 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 bump
no.
until midnight?
That's playing basketball. I don't think the suit said the shot itself, the snap of the wrist,
mm-hmm.
the release. None of that is mentioned. Playing basketball. Can they just, like you're saying, should they work on defensive drills?
Well, I'm saying,
have the ghost of Bob Knight come back.
Not even defensive drills. If you could get a few whistles out there, that would be nice. But there's playing basketball, and then there's practicing basketball.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Can you just do dribbling drills?
I guess in theory, they're just, I mean, their lawn better look like Augusta.
Sounds like it does.
The ghost of,
well, it sounds like it used to.
The ghost of Horde Hardin better have witnessed that and said, this is meticulous. But now it's been ruined.
Yeah.
It's been ruined by these guys who shoot a truck. They're shooting like Rudy Gobert when they should shoot like Anthony Edwards.
Mike Madsen.
Yeah.
Just brick after brick.
It stinks when you have an annoying neighbor next to you.
It does.
I've never had it. Have you ever had a neighbor who's just a giant pain in the backside?
I don't think so. My parents always got along with their neighbors growing up, and I don't know all of my neighbors.
I don't either. Of course, I should mention this. Neighbor Bill, who saves me all the time.
Yeah.
Neighbor Bill hurt his leg.
Oh, no.
And is out of commission for weeks.
How does this impact you?
And weeks and weeks. So far, I've escaped, but I have an issue today. I might get Neighbor Bill in the wheelchair and bring him over the short distance.
He didn't injure himself at your property taking care of something you couldn't
manage.
I
would be in deep, deep trouble
right
now.
Yes, you would.
Yeah. I would be in deep trouble. They're being buffoons, right? The neighbors?
I'm on team neighbor.
Yeah, of course you are. Do you want to defend the neighbors and tell the kids, basically, play on the other side, nowhere near our yard? Although maybe that's a noise issue, too. They want the kids inside playing video games.
Do you think, now this is pure speculation, do you think the neighbors are legit worried about the yard situation and the quote-unquote trespassing, or is it just the noise of basketballs bouncing that drives them nuts? And they're trying to find a way to end that.
My default is they're just annoyed by way too much. But also, is there something else that we don't know about that we haven't heard? Maybe tomorrow we do the show from the driveway and try to investigate it.
Could we invite some hoopers to just play while we do the show?
Yeah. I still have the basketball hoop in my yard. I haven't shot in a long time, though.
You got to get out there.
I do.
Get the boys out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hunter can't go left. I just overplayed him that way.
Really?
Griffin, not a real good shooter. Claims in the team game he's brilliant.
He's like, what? He just spots up at the three-pointer.
I used to back him down when they were little kids all the time. Just loved it.
Knock him on the ground. Yeah. Get up! Get up!
You know, lower the hoop where
I could
dunk
see
and stuff.
Tossing elbows.
Yeah. What do you want to say about this? This story should be leading the national news. Will the neighbors speak up? What's your guess?
No.
I'm saying yes. They're going to speak up in some way. They might have Kevin Burke representing them. I don't know. They're good. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Maybe what the kids can do instead of hooping later today? There's a location. There's a Stretch Lab location not too far away. Bring the kids to Stretch. So maybe they'll be more accurate on their shots.
That would probably help things.
Or do this. Bring your evil neighbors and say, let's all go to Stretch Lab.
Feel together. Better.
Let's feel better. You know, if you had some mobility, you had some flexibility, maybe a little namaste.
Maybe the neighbors would then want to come over and play.
Maybe everything. Stretch Lab can bring folks together. 11 locations. I've been going with Quinton. I've recommended to dozens of friends since 2019. I go primarily to the Plymouth location, but that doesn't stop me from going elsewhere. I'm going to start playing golf tomorrow. I want that driver to go maybe even a little bit further. I want that 7-iron to go the same distance. You're a runner. You want to feel better. You play pickleball. You're tennis. Whatever it might be. Maybe you're not into that much physical activity, and that's why you need Stretch Lab. Trained specialists who will adapt to your body, and they're great at it. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions, half off your first visit when you go to stretchlab.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is all tied to Angie Craig and her love of a Jeep, whether it's the announcement today or other times when she's trying to be relatable. She's always with a Jeep. Excellent observation. We had a lot of good text earlier. We have Dean Phillips in about 15. I'm going to ask him, what did you try to do to look relatable? Well, he had the, was it the van? What was the, or was it a bus? Remember the Phillips bus or van? I forget what he had.
On the presidential run?
It started here.
Because he had the bus certainly on the, when he was campaigning for the big job.
I assume he must have brought the same bus out there. You know, I'm on a bus. I'm relatable.
Sure. Very Wellstone-like.
Mm-hmm. Your Linda's time check. She's 155. Time to get free installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters. Among the texts on the neighbor situation, I had to ask the neighbors to stay out of our yard after repeatedly, about 10 times, hit our house even up on the roof with baseballs. They thought I was the jerk. Okay. When they're baseballs and there are windows, no, you're not the jerk.
Are we talking legit baseballs or wiffle balls? Big difference.
Oh, absolutely. Now, if they're playing wiffle ball a lot, which is such an underrated fun game, I need to play wiffle ball again. Probably strike you out every time.
Believe me, I'd go yard on you.
No chance.
Oh, I was tremendous.
I heard how horrible you were against D.C. Bear. It was embarrassing. If the wiffle ball, if it's like all summer and they're banging up against the wall every day, then are you like, okay, enough for the wiffle balls?
No, I'm getting a chair out there with some popcorn and a dog, and I'm enjoying the game.
Out here in Orono, people have successfully stopped pickleball courts from being built in a city park because of possible noise. Oh, my God. We got new neighbors last year, and they made a racetrack for their four-wheeler. Can't be out in the yard. It's so loud. Now that, okay. That's a problem.
That's a little much.
That's a problem. That may be fun if you can do it yourself. But man, oh man. Common sense and courtesy dictate putting the hoop towards your own house or on a garage for obvious reasons. Sometimes it doesn't work there, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, by the way, how many, drive around any neighborhood right now. Most of the hoops are set up towards the neighbor's yard.
Yes.
Just works out that way. Just don't be a jackass. Pretty good policy.